From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The city of Miami is turning to its citizens for advice on how to deal with sea level rise. The Office of Resilience and Sustainability held the first of 8 community meetings concerning climate change last night in Coconut Grove. The meetings will be part of the Climate Ready Miami plan. Its goal is to talk to people who live and work in Miami and get their input on how to combat climate change. Jane Gilbert is the city's chief resilience officer. She said the findings of the meetings will be compiled by October as part of the plan.
We're going to get neighborhood-specific priorities, but also bubble up what should be citywide level priorities.
The meeting split residents into groups where they discussed sea level rise, rising heat, and hurricanes. Clarice Cooper attended the workshop. She's a lifelong resident of West Coconut Grove, a historically black neighborhood.
We have more immediate concerns, such as housing and food on the table and job availability. And that's something, since climate control now is a big issue, that we need to be more in tune with.
Cooper said more residents should be trained as members of community emergency response teams. They can aid in storm preparedness in low-income areas. The next meeting is scheduled to be held in the Little Haiti Cultural Center on August 15th. The Miami-Dade home of late Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez has gone into foreclosure. According to court documents, the total amount owed on the 4-bedroom house in Kendale Lakes is just shy of $520,000. Fernandez bought the house for about $680,000 in 2014. That was 3 years after being drafted by the Florida Marlins. The 24-year-old star pitcher was killed in September 2016 after his boat crashed into a jetty off South Beach. State investigators concluded that Fernandez was drunk, high on cocaine, and piloting the boat at a high speed before the crash, which killed 2 men riding along with him. Front and center on WLRN's homepage this morning, a new report shows how fast Florida's population is growing. You can find that story and much more at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.